Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk history about Ruby Theater. This is the finest film theater in Washington State in its day. The theater was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1991. It was built in 1914 for $6,500. F.J. Potter, who had been managing the Gem Theater a few doors away, took over management of the new theater and named it for his young foster daughter, guest, Ruby. Ruby has a photograph in the theater lobby. The exterior of the theater has changed several times over the years. It originally had two central doors, an outside balcony with ornamental iron railing, and a projecting marquee. The preserved original interior features include horseshoe balcony and the pressed metal ceiling with rosette pattern. An advertising curtain was painted about 1920, and it's now displayed in the Chelan Museum. While the theater sat as many as 428 at one time, it now seats only 174. Soon after 1919, two modern picture machines were added. The theater originally had an organ and a player piano, which was used to accompany the silent films. In 1922, a new photo player was introduced. The photo player was located in the orchestra pit in front of the screen. It used music on rolls for each film, similar to a player piano. In 1947, a motiographic AA projector was added. That projector was eventually retired, and it can be seen at the museum and is currently undergoing renovation. The first movie shown in the Ruby was August 29, 1914. It was Quo Vadis, an epic movie. Tickets were 15 cents for general admission and 25 cents for balcony and the first three rows. Who would want that? Three potatoes were the price of admission for at least one matinee in 1914. This was, after all, wartime. And that story of Ruby Theater, giving a few comments that were made in the year 1955. That's only 65 years ago. I'll tell you one thing. If things keep going the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20. Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long before $2,000 will only buy a used one. If cigarettes keep going up in price, I'm going to quit. A quarter a pack is ridiculous. Did you hear the post office is thinking about charging a dime just to mail a letter? I'm afraid to send my kids to the movies anymore. Ever since they let Clark Gable get by with saying damn in Gone with the Wind, it seems every new movie has either hell or damn in it. And this is your storyteller, Don Lloyd.